As nations wrestle with the economic implications of action on climate change or lack thereof, US intelligence organisations have released a pessimistic assessment about the likelihood of global warming causing instability and strife. The US National Intelligence Estimate on Climate Change warns of the threat of civil unrest and conflict arising from the fact that certain parts of the world will be impacted more heavily by a changing climate. The assessment even warns about the danger of what's known as geoengineering, whereby some countries could attempt to use technology to alter their own climate at the cost of their regional neighbours. For more, I spoke to Professor Rory Medcalf from the Australian National University's National Security College. Rory Medcalf, the US intelligence report paints a picture of a world of climate haves and have-nots. It could be a pretty dangerous place. It's not the first time we've heard that said, but this is a warning that's hard to ignore, isn't it?
This is a really striking report from the US intelligence community. The timing of the release of this is quite politically obvious, but it's quite extraordinary that the entire US intelligence community has reached a consensus on these issues.
So what impact will this have on conflict for our region?
It's going to have complex impacts on the risk of tension and conflicts between states in Australia's Indo-Pacific region. Not everything is going to get worse all the time, but there will be a steady deterioration in the regional security environment, quite literally. So, for example, the report speculates that there will be increased cross-border conflict and tension over fresh water supplies. It makes quite a strong case that migration attributed to climate impacts will increase possibly quite rapidly or dramatically, even by 2030. And, of course, it warns about the risk to resources like fish stocks, which is already a focus of pretty intense rivalry and conflict between states from the South China Sea right across the Indo-Pacific.
Of course, the Australian government is by no means alone in arguing that technology can deliver the solution to climate change, but the US assessment also indicates that technology could also prove problematic, particular scenarios involving what's known as geoengineering. What is that concept and how could it destabilise the world?
Well, I think as with any deployment of technology for security, this can either be done unilaterally as one country, if you like, taking a stand, or it can be done multilaterally based on countries cooperating and coordinating. And geoengineering is going to be one of those technologies, you know, essentially solar geoengineering technologies that are essentially about affecting the climate through dispersing aerosols in clouds. These could be used perhaps by one country to improve its climate situation, to improve its agricultural outcomes, at the expense of its neighbours or countries elsewhere in the globe.
So individual states could take action on climate change into their own hands with some disastrous results.
Well, individual states could get desperate. I mean, there's already plenty of speculative fiction about this, you know, looking at countries like India and Bangladesh, for example, and who knows which countries would actually take that action. But it's going to be possible from a technology point of view to essentially affect the climate locally, to affect temperature, to affect rainfall, to affect those outcomes that may temporarily make life better for your own population at the expense of your neighbours or indeed at the expense of other countries elsewhere in the world as climate patterns are disrupted. So it's going to be very important that international protocols and agreements are reached to either develop geoengineering as a global, an international and agreed response to climate change, or to effectively put limitations and bans on that kind of unilateral action.
Professor Rory Medcalf from the ANU's National Security College speaking to me there.